Can
Ciao.
you take me high enough?
Welcome, people of the internet. This is Geek Rating Review, where we talk about everything geek culture and geek related. My name is Jean-Marc, and I talk.
My name's Nick. We talk about food, too. I was born on Jean-Marc, because I'm his littlest brother, David.
All right, we have started. Woo! Game Rating, Geek Rating Review, Geek Rating Review.
I haven't drank yet.
Woo! Pull out your drinks. I got some Sorrento Blanco tequila. Woo! Fancy yeah, stuff from what's the alcohol place here, David, called? Bucky's? No.
No.
What's the alcohol place again? It's an alcohol.
I'm being very vague right now.
No, the alcohol Euphorium that has all the alcohol in it.
Marcello's?
No, it has a rabbit on the front of it.
Did y'all hear that?
Yes, we did hear your thing. Awesome.
That's my Verdi wine. Very good. Sealed.
It's very chic.
Looking forward to drinking a lot of it.
Oh, yeah. Let's all drink. All right. Here's to podcasting some more.
I got to.
Oh, no. Oh, my lid broke. My lid broke. All right, there we go.
Yum, yum, yum. I like wine.
Ooh, it tastes like a margarita. Wow. The tequila straight up tastes like a margarita. That's crazy.
Pain.
The dun 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 dun.
I wish that my rum wasn't room temperature.
Mm. Rum temperature.
Hey-o.
Hey-o.
All right.
Uh-oh.
So, I guess, is this David's? Whose topic is this that wanted this?
Nick's topic.
I guess.
It's always Nick's topic. It's always mine. This is something that we all can kind of get behind. David was complaining about us not having gaming topics, and now that we've done like three in a row, he's like, maybe we shouldn't do so many gaming topics.
Variety is the spice of life.
Oh, no.
Who's going to lead it? Let's pick a leader.
I'll lead it. Today's topic is gaming goofs and regrets, where you've got a game or a game accessory or a whole console that you regretted getting.
What the? David.
Oh, I'm cutting that out.
I can't choke on stuff?
You choking on wine?
No.
What a little girl. My Chardonnay isn't good enough.
No, my room's really dirty, and I got a puff of dust in my throat. It's disgusting.
And you drank wine.
I didn't know that consoles were part of the caveat.
Well, so. We don't have to do consoles. I just didn't think there was anyone who regretted one, so I just threw it in there.
I bought an Ouya.
Oh, well, yeah, that might be a whole other episode.
I still have it.
Oh, well, you know, it might be a collector's item.
You bought a Dreamcast, and did you regret it?
Oh, I bought a Dreamcast and absolutely didn't regret it because that console was great.
I didn't know.
Oh, yeah. Super good console. So who wants to go first?
I will start, actually.
Okay.
It was on the PS2. Wait, I'm forgetting the name of the game right now.
It's my God. You said PS2 and it just reminded me of my third one.
Oh.
So, okay, I'm good.
What was the name of that game?
Can you take me high?
Okay. Oh, I found it. Okay, so PS2 got a game from Rockstar. The cover looked ridiculous, but I couldn't wait to play it. State of Emergency.
It's a 3D beat-em-up?
Yeah, but you just run around a mall and you throw Molotov cocktails into the store and you're just killing everyone. That's the whole point of the game. Yeah. You're running around and killing everyone.
And why did you regret that?
It didn't seem like there was a beginning, middle, or end to this game. And I bought it excitedly. Tried to play it for like a year. And it was bad. So bad, in fact, that whenever I tried to turn it back into GameStop at the time, they gave me like $1 for it. And then when I went to go look on the shelf, there was like 20 of them on the shelf. And I was like, no. And then later in life, I was like, man, I really would have enjoyed that video game again, just to see if I can go further than what I was able to do last time. Because I would only play it, and then it would, like, there was, like, this ticking clock as you were, like, running around killing people and throwing stuff into stores. And then the timer would run out. And then I watched, like, someone else play it later on, like, YouTube, and they got further in it. And I was like, man, I wish I still owned it. And yeah, it was only $2. And I don't think anyone will ever recreate that game because it's extremely violent.
And yeah, I don't remember playing it, or I remember seeing it in magazines, but it really sparked my interest. Mm. I didn't know it was PS2. I thought it was like PS1.
No, there was a game for PS1 that was like, there's like a burning building and you're trying to run in to save people, but I don't remember the name of that game. It was something like that, though. Like, I think it was just called Emergency. Maybe you're mixing it up with that game.
Maybe so.
Yeah.
I don't recall either of these.
David's so young.
He's a little baby. Okay, well, I'll stick with the PS2. And there's a little build-up into this story. I had, on PS1, the Enix RPG Valkyrie Profile.
Oh,
I owned it. It was great. I had the physical copy, and at that time, it wasn't an expensive and outlandishly hard to find game.
We also had that game,
which it is now. I actually traded it to someone for Final Fantasy IX, because I didn't have enough money to buy Final Fantasy IX. They had already played it, then didn't like it. I was like. And that person also had borrowed Valkyrie Profile from me and liked it. So we just did an even swap. So later on in life, I was trying to get that game back, and it was over $100 for both discs without the case.
Wow.
Yeah. So PS2 era, I am hearing that Valkyrie Profile 2 is coming out. Okay. And I'm like super excited. I'm like, all right, yeah, let's. More of that game. I got off of work, went and picked it up, brought it home, stuck it in the PS2, and hated it. Immediately hated it. Day one, hated it. Paid this $54.99, whatever it was, and hated it. And the people at, it wasn't even GameStop, it was at it was EB Games on Barrett School Road, not Barrett School, on Kali Saloon. They actually took it back and gave me full price for it.
Oh, dang.
On that same day. That game, it was just awful. And I've seen longer plays of it where it does get better, but I, you know, 4 or 5 hours of playing it on the first day, and there was nothing redeeming about it to me. I was very, very, very upset. Mm. So that was an instant regret.
I feel pretty bad for you, Nick.
Yeah. Y'all had Valkyrie Profile? You sure it wasn't my copy? It
might have been two.
Michael had one. Michael had
was a it
copy.
The PS1 version?
No, not that one.
Okay. Because I remember who I gave it to or who I traded it with, and it wasn't Ola Joy.
No,
I don't remember. I think we would remember that.
Someone had a PSP Valkyrie Profile game.
I have that one. It's a... Like, it's a complete remake of the first one, which is super good.
Oh.
I remember trying to play it and not understanding it. Like, because you could go into the same village and do the same thing over and over again. And I was like, what is happening?
There's a hard time limit on the game, like, before Ragnarok starts. So, like, you kind of... There's a good path through and a bad path through. But if you hang back and try to grind too much in that game, it'll kind of screw you over.
Oh. Maybe that's what was going on.
The combat in that game is super, super fun.
Yeah. I didn't get it.
David?
David?
Do we have multiple topics, or is this our topic for the whole thing?
Unless we have a goof topic, this is it.
Because I have many things to talk about.
Well, then do it.
Well, I'll save my biggest regret for last, because it's similar to Nick's. My first gaming purchase regret ever was... Beautiful Joe.
What? Why? I thought y'all loved that game.
I did not enjoy
it. Oh, man. That game's great.
It was interesting. I didn't think it was fun. I did not enjoy playing the game. not a beat 'em up gamer. Never have been. I was convinced to pay $45 when I was like a sophomore in high school and I didn't have money to buy that game. I beat it. I played through it and I was like, I'm not playing this game again. And I did. And I'm pretty sure I traded it in.
Wow.
Yeah, you know, if I'm remembering correctly, I let my brothers play it and none of them got past the first stage. So
I couldn't get past the first stage and I stopped playing it. But Michael and Philippe loved it. I thought they beat the whole game.
Nope.
Wow.
I'm the only one who beat the game.
Wow.
They didn't care enough to go all the way through it, as far as I'm remembering. So I brought it back, and I said, Philippe, I'm not taking your recommendations again.
Maybe it was Philippe. Somebody was raving about it.
But I was wrong, because he told me to buy Castlevania for the DS when I got my first DS, and it's still one of my favorite games. So
I played a Castlevania on a DS kiosk at GameStop.
Really?
Yep. I remember putting in the symbols on the little DS.
I played Symphony of the Night this week on PS3.
Wow. PS3?
I play on PS4, so... Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but mine is the PS1 version, so it doesn't have the ugly borders.
I do have the PS1 version on my PS3 as well.
Yep.
Philippe came and played that a lot. Speaking of Philippe...
Let's see. This one isn't a good of a story, and I don't know if it's a gaming goof, but I was craving Prince of Persia, and then I don't know whether I forgot or hadn't been playing video games in a while, and then the remake of Prince of Persia came out for PS3, it was a very good game. I really, really, really liked it. And I was really enjoying the art style was cel-shaded. The characters are okay. They had a lot of hardcore poor core in it. And I would hit this spot where I needed to get to this, like, boss. Like, I think I was 20, 30 hours in, and my game would glitch out. And it kept glitching over and over again. And I was like, man, why does my game keep glitching? I was like, oh, man, it must be the disc. It must be scratched. So then I went out and I bought a brand new in the plastic version. I don't think I gave my other one away. I don't know if I traded it in because you can't get a new game at GameStop. So then I bought a brand new game, took it out the plastic, put it in, and then the same thing happened. It froze again. So, I did all that for no reason. I said, maybe if I play the game over, start it over, maybe it won't glitch. And then I just never tried it. And then I couldn't find the glitch anywhere online either. So, I don't know what happened or why. But, yeah, that was a gaming blunder on a good game that I could never finish because of a glitch.
I have something similar with Splinter Cell. I think it's the first Splinter Cell on
Xbox.
On original Xbox.
Xbox.
Yeah. Where I was 10 hours or so in, loving the game, loving all these new crazy stealth mechanics and light mechanics and all this other stuff. And it was also like the dawn of autosaves. Mm. And I hadn't been manually saving during the game. And there was a corridor that I like came and I poked my head around the corner and a bullet headshot. I'm dead. But apparently, like, my head crossed the checkpoint threshold at the same time. So every subsequent load was my head poking around and then getting a bullet through my brain. And I couldn't do anything about it because I didn't have a backup save.
Oh, no.
So I got very upset. I think I gave the game away to somebody.
Yeah.
Yeah. Glitches happen. Goof. Gaming regret number two would be Red Dead Redemption 2. Dude, I hate that game. Yeah, bought it week one, paid the $60, got it home, played a little bit. I was like, okay, it's fine. Played a little more. Just it never would grow on me. It never got good. So I don't even own it anymore.
Wow.
Yep.
Just didn't click with you.
It didn't click with me. I'm saving my big regret for last.
Me too.
Because it's super embarrassing, and as a gamer and a self-proclaimed gaming historian, I shouldn't have been excited for the last one.
Okay, David, what's your number? Do you have anything else?
I have gaming blunders that don't... They're my fault, but they didn't affect me.
Okay.
And they both involve Michael.
Oh, no. Philippe and Michael are me and David's other brothers, by the way, for those who are listening and don't know the Lizanne family tree. Philippe and Michael, whom, you know, they're older than David, but younger than me.
They're right in the middle.
Right in that sweet spot. They're the white part of an Oreo.
Eventually, the internet's going to figure out, like, they're going to put together just how many of y'all there are.
Yeah, eventually.
Someday.
Because Andre is the oldest of us.
It'll be like a scavenger hunt.
Yeah.
How many are there? Everybody's going to have, like, Subway punch cards.
Yeah.
Like, which Lizanne can you find?
Yes.
The last one gets you a free sub.
Yeah. Yes.
So the first thing I did to Michael is I was backseat gaming on him playing Parasite Eve, which is still one of my favorite games. I love the original Parasite Eve. Really fun RPG. And at the very end, without being spoilery, there's a chase sequence. And to save the game, you have to answer the phone and save it. Well, apparently, there's a gotcha thing where if you save it, you don't have enough time to run away. And I convinced Michael that he should save it right now. And he only had one save file. So every time he lost, and every time he loaded up, he would not have enough time to run away. And it was literally the last 20 minutes of the game.
Oh.
Like, he had to go back. I don't think he ever beat the game, honestly. I think that crushed his spirit. And I was 100% at fault.
Yeah,
I was only watching him play bits and pieces of the game. I was like, you should save it. So that was not a good thing I did. And the second one, we all played the same game around the same time because usually we got new games and we would, you know, have big gaps between new good games. And one of the ones we got was Kingdom Hearts. And Michael had a save, and we used the same memory card. He had it saved all the way in Hollow Bastion, which is right at the end of the game. And I was early on, and I accidentally saved over it. And he was, I think he had 80 plus hours on that game save. I just remember running away and hiding in a tree somewhere. So. That was another thing. I don't think I've ever done anything as bad as those two, as far as when it comes to other people. Mm. But yeah, and they both were for Michael.
He deserves it.
I did something where we were playing Smash Brothers. I'm pretty sure it was Melee, where they had your stats to each character on it. Was that Melee? Because that definitely wasn't the 64
one. I don't know about Melee. I'm not sure.
But Philippe was very obsessed with how many wins he had. Like, whatever the KD ratio of Smash Brothers was, and I was, like, very upset by it, because I'm not good at fighting games, and specifically Smash I'm very not good with, but I'm obsessed with Donkey Kong. So I decided to make Philippe upset. I was going to just play against, like, I was going to input his character and have him in. But, like, it wouldn't count if you just did it with, like, a PC character. So I would get a second controller and put in his character and then feed it a bunch of times. So I beat it. Philippe walked in and said, I want to play. And so I stopped and I handed him the controller. And apparently he looked at the stats at the beginning of each time he played. He's like, what's this? Why is this stats like this?
He did this. I can tell you what he did. He did this.
Oh. Nick did the most spot-on impression of Philippe I have ever seen.
Oh, that's great.
He was so mad, and he I think at that time he deleted, like, our save file on the game. I think he was that mad. He deleted
that,
the save file.
That doesn't surprise me.
But you did it on purpose.
Yeah, I did that on... That's not a gaming goof. I'm going to get to my gaming goof. Let's see.
Dirt goof.
Yeah.
You want me to go to my honorable mention or to a story?
I have one more regret.
Okay, I'm going to do my regret then, I guess. Okay. I have two more. But okay, so I was at work, and I was trying to move to Austin, and I was taking everybody's on-call during the weekend when I was delivering for delivery. So, like, every weekend, I was like, I'll take your own call, I'll take your own call. I'm trying to save money so I can move to Austin. It worked. But one of the guys was so happy because nobody ever volunteered to take on call. He gave me Max Payne 3 on the PS3. Not a bad game. And he gave it to me so excitedly, I was guilted into playing it. I didn't want to play it. I've never played a Max Payne game. And it was extremely boring, and I never beat it. That's like the whole story.
I like 1 and 2 on PC because the bullet time controls with a mouse.
Oh, man.
Is perfect.
I'm like, sure. Yeah. Another Rockstar game, by the way. That's our third one mentioned in the podcast so far. I do want to play Warriors one day, though. Just because I like the movie.
It's like $4 every couple weeks on the PSN store.
Oh.
Yep.
There you go.
Last regret. I'd say early Xbox 360 era, it was kind of a wasteland for good games. I mean, they were there, but like, I didn't have that many. I had Quake 4, which I enjoyed. The campaign on Quake 4 is actually really good. Cameo, which now David has now. I had some good stuff. I was just craving good games, good, big, crazy games. I was hearing all this stuff about Too Human. Oh, Too Human was coming out.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I was like, yes, this game looks sick. And there was a demo available, and I was like, nope, I'm going to skip the demo. I'm not playing that old dirty demo. I'm going to just put my money down to $60, pre-ordered it with probably Best Buy at the time, brought it home, like, oh, this isn't good. played it a while, and it wasn't terrible. It wasn't like worst game ever. It was samey and it was glitchy. And I figured like, oh, there'll be a patch, because that was like the early days of patches. So I figured that they would patch the trash out of it, and the sameness would kind of go away because it was an action game. No, it was samey the whole way through. The enemies looked the same, and the enemy AI was dumb. Mm-hmm. They just like throw themselves at you. The textures wouldn't load on some enemies, so it would just be like a SNES era texture all across the enemy. Wow. Head to toe. The whole thing would be one ugly matte color, and I paid $60 for that.
Wow.
I don't know if it was a few weeks or like a month or so when they got sued
for the
unlawful use of the engine.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
They didn't pay the licensing fees for an engine during developing, and that game was pulled off the shelves.
Hmm.
And it should have been pulled off the shelves because it was terrible.
But yeah.
It actually got pulled off the shelves for legal reasons.
Wow.
Yeah, I was upset.
I would have been too.
And I wasn't upset because, like, I was lied to or anything. I was upset because that was kind of the time when games all became $60. That was like AAA games. They all started, it was $60. Everything was $60, no matter what. And I felt ripped off.
Well, yeah.
You know, so I always, like, Since being burned by Too Human, that's kind of when I became a cynical gamer. And I like to dig into what the dev teams are doing, what the publishers are up to, because I need to know what I'm putting my money into. So that's why, like, when stuff like Anthem, when stuff like State of Decay and all these other things that are in turmoil during development.
Final Fantasy 15.
Final Fantasy 15, yeah. Well, Final Fantasy 15 turmoil after release.
Yeah.
So it's Japanese developers are notoriously, like, kind of hush-hush about development. So
no, that's true.
So So we know the drama that goes on in Western developed games. Mm-hmm. Too Human turned me into the cynical asshole that I am today.
Dang.
Ding dong.
Yeah.
My quick two before my actual big one, 100% Anthem. I enjoyed it. Like, I enjoyed playing the game.
Really?
When it worked.
Yeah.
It was a really cool concept. It was something that sucked me in because it looked really fun and it played well when it worked.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Game was not ready. Not enough content.
That's not what EA said. EA said it was the gamer's fault that nobody liked Anthem.
That's true. I'm needy. When I spend my money, it's because I'm needy. Days Gone, I probably got it too early. I still haven't played it in like 2 months. I bought Division 2, and I've played that since. And I haven't touched Days Gone since I've gotten Division 2.
Oh.
Do not regret Division 2. I think it's extremely fun. It's much more fun with other people. But, you know.
Yeah, all your Lafayette friends should definitely be playing with you.
Yeah.
You play with John. He loves it. He passed me up. He went way past me when he played that game.
Oh.
My biggest regret is I got a Wii U. I transferred all my games over. I still had my GameCube. So I didn't need a GameCube, a Wii, and a Wii U. So I was like, let me sell my Wii. And I did a rookie mistake of not looking in the dish tray before I sold it. I sold my Wii to a friend. I will not name names because I don't want it to be the blame game. Jamak might know this story already. Sold my Wii not realizing that I had my favorite game in there of all time. He gave it to his girlfriend because they had children to play it, and then they broke up. So needless to say, I was never going to see the Wii again. And the game that I had in it was Fire Emblem Path of Radiance, which disc only, $100.
Oh,
yeah.
That is my favorite game ever. I'm a big Fire Emblem fan. That game I've played, it's the most I've ever beaten RPG is that game. So I play it once a year typically when I had it. Final Fantasy VI is like a step below it.
I have a similar story.
Yeah.
I dated a girl and her little brother had a PS2 and was looking at some, like, looking for some cool games to play. And I was like, well, I got all these PS1 stuff. So I let him borrow Final Fantasy VII, Castlevania Symphony of the Night, Tales of Destiny, and I think Final Fantasy VIII, the Black Label. And we broke up, and I moved around a bunch of times, talked to her sister, was like, hey, think I can get those games back from your brother? She was like, he doesn't even have a PS2 anymore. Traded in all of his stuff, apparently, and mine. Probably got as much for Tales of Destiny as everything. Like, if he traded it into GameStop, that game was probably getting $40 or $50 trade credit back then. And that game's over $200 now.
Ouch.
Yeah. Ouch. Yeah, Symphony of the Night, Final Fantasy VII, Final Fantasy VIII, Black Box. Well, I think that Final Fantasy VII was the black box with the misspelling on the back. I had that one, and I had the green box. And the Symphony of the Night was the greatest hits version.
Mm.
Which is actually more rare than the Black Label.
Oh.
Yeah.
That hurts.
Yeah, it hurts. I have never played Tales of Destiny again.
It's because of that instance and a few others that I don't really lend games anymore.
No.
Unless I absolutely trust the person and I know I will see them again.
Yeah.
I let my wife borrow 3DS games. That's about as much as I'll do.
Yeah, don't let people borrow games. Don't.
Now, David, well, I was going to let David borrow Detroit, but now Detroit's free. So.
Yeah, Detroit's free. Sorry, Dave.
My last gaming regret was buying an Xbox 360. No.
And there was a super rare game inside of the console.
Traded it all in as soon as I got it.
Yeah. For a 20-ounce soda.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, you have like 2,000 hours worth of RPGs in that freaking stack.
Oh, man. I know. That's awesome.
Other box right there. It's beautiful.
Just 500 hours with KOTOR 1 and 2, if you do them right.
Yeah, I've never played. I tried to play KOTOR and I hated it.
The first one is a mess. The second one is so much better.
I thought I would get to run around and kill people with a lightsaber. That didn't happen. And I didn't even understand, like, what was happening with the fighting in the game, and I thought it was slow and boring.
So you never played a BioWare game at that time, huh?
I don't think I liked, because I even tried to play the one that y'all always like, the one with the spaceships and stuff.
Mass Effect?
Yeah, Mass Effect, and I was going up the elevator, and I was like, I can't do this. And I stopped playing it. I think I ejected the game while he was going up the elevator. I was like, I can't.
Dragon Age is a better example of what BioWare is capable of.
Never played a Dragon whatever game either.
I don't Dragon think I've, Age, what is it, the newest one, Inquisition?
Inquisition, yeah.
Is the easiest one to get into.
I did.
The PS4, it's always on sale.
I did love Jade Empire. That was one of the best games I've ever played.
Another one that they did that's freaking
Jade Empire is awesome.
I wish I still had that one.
Are y'all ready for my biggest gaming goof?
Sure.
This one is probably the culture and David and Nick's fault. Probably. Because I was doing well at work, and I wanted to buy a new console. And I wanted to start with some games and then beat them and then move on to other games whenever I bought this console. So it was out of some Mario games, Mario Odyssey, Mario Kart, or a Zelda game. And I decided, you know what, Odyssey I'm definitely going to get one day. So this is going to be out of Mario Kart or Zelda. And then I'm in front of Best Buy talking to David, who was like, you definitely need to get Zelda when you go in there. So I not only bought Zelda, what is this one called? Breath of the Wild. I also bought a controller, which is, the controller's fine. It's, but you need a cord to play. It's not cordless. And, Yeah, I didn't like it that much. And I find it
funny that one of the, like, most critically acclaimed games in the last decade, on both of our ends, I hate one of the most critically acclaimed games of all time, and you hate one equally.
Because I think we both hate things about these games, but on different ends of the spectrum.
Right.
If the weapons wouldn't degrade and I wouldn't have to constantly be stressed out the whole game, no matter where I am, if I'm gonna have a weapon, if I'm gonna have, they don't degrade this quickly. You could fix them with an iron thing or whatever. They don't just break in the middle of a fight. Like, that's never happened to me in an Elder Scrolls game. I was never fighting and my sword broke and it was like, use another sword. And I was like, what?
But you can strategically use those weakened swords by, if it's almost about to break, you throw it and it does an instant critical hit and then you just equip something else.
That's just more malarkey.
The only time I was ever stressed at any point in Breath of the Wild is whenever I'm fighting high-level Lynels. That's the only time I'm ever like, oh no.
Yeah.
Every other time I'm just like, this is a breeze, relaxing, great experience.
It's not. I died so much in that game. It's not relaxing.
At all in that game. Even versus the boss, I didn't use my strongest weapon.
No. It throws weapons at you.
Mm-hmm.
But why? I'm sorry. Maybe because my top two favorite games, Zelda games, or A Corner of Time and Wind Waker, that those are my standards, and that's what I want out of my game. And then during E3, when they announced a new Zelda game that was basically a sequel to this, that doesn't make me excited. I'm not excited to play that.
Link's Awakening.
Link's Awakening,
I'm going to play. I'm probably going to buy that and play. Because I like cute Link. There's any cute version of Link.
You didn't like Link the Phantom. Maybe you won't like Link's Awakening either.
Yeah,
but you can jump in Link's Awakening. You can't jump.
True. Sure. Yeah.
That is really cool.
You can work hard.
You can hop in Breath of the Wild. Wow.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah, you cut front six flips in Link's Awakening.
And not Twilight, in Majora's Mask, you do those cool flips in the beginning of the game.
Yeah. And sidesteps.
Yeah. That's the only reason I want to, like, a 3DS is so I can replay Majora's Mask on it.
Oh, man, it is such a good decision. Like, it's super good freaking version of that
game.
Do you
have a 3DS?
No, he doesn't. No, David, no.
2DS XL, it's 150.
Ugh. 150.
Yeah, well, I went to Game Over Games recently, and they had some really cheap 3DSs there, actually.
You got to get an XL. Don't get a 3DS.
You got to get a new XL.
Well, here's the problem. If I get an XL, then I have to get Animal Crossing, and I'll never... Might as well just do that. I'll just let my wife play it over the summer.
Animal Crossing is like $20. So,
and if you get it, the new one's not coming out till March. You have plenty of time to play it.
Yeah,
that's true.
Although you will spend 100 plus hours on it if you like Animal Crossing.
I love Animal Crossing.
There you go.
You know, you can get Pokemon Y for like $15.
Is this going to be another gaming disappointment if I get a 3DS?
No.
No, the DS and 3DS
Majora's Mask and hate it.
Back there on that shelf, I've got Majora's Mask, Ocarina of Time, Link Between Worlds, Pokemon Sun, Pokemon Y. I get Pokemon White for a DS because you can play all the DS games on there.
You can?
Yes.
On a 3DS.
Backwards compatible to DS.
Every DS game.
Wow, I didn't know that.
Yes. So, plus you got Poochie and Yoshi's Woolly World. You got New Yoshi's Island. You got Super Mario 3D Land.
Fire Emblem.
Fire Emblem. That game's still like $40.
I'm not playing Fire Emblem. That's not happening.
But there is not a good Final Fantasy on 3DS.
No.
On 3DS, no. On DS, yes.
Yes. Theater Rhythm, the little rhythm game, those are pretty fun. I have those. But Final Fantasy Explorers is like a really cheap Monster Hunter clone. It is awful.
Oh.
Dragon Quest Jokers, it's Pokemon for Dragon Quest.
Yeah.
For DS.
Yep.
The three Castlevania games, those are all really fun, usually around $20.
Ooh, I might get those.
I've seen them on shelves a long time.
You got to get a case too, because like a little carrying case.
Yeah.
Well, I probably won't leave my house with it. It'll be when my wife's playing.
Like if you go get DS games at GameStop, they don't come in cases anymore.
That's true. Yeah, especially at a Game Over Games too, they don't have any cases. So.
And you can get Chrono Trigger on DS.
Oh man, Chrono Trigger.
The best version of that
game. Yeah, it is. It has bonus content.
Oh, okay.
I got it.
Chrono Trigger is super good.
Yeah, let me get the top-down Zelda game as well. That I'm like,
yeah. Link Between Worlds. It's basically a Link to the Past.
I've been playing Radiant Historia on 3DS.
Ooh,
it's super good.
It's so bright.
It's very bright.
Mm. Oh, let me just talk about my gaming. It's not. It kind of is goofy. What did I say earlier? It's a special mention. I have to mention this game.
Okay.
There is a game I purchased because I think Adam Sessler, what was that show they used to do?
X-Play?
Yeah, X-Play with Adam Sessler. I think they talked about this game. And I was like, I need to play it. And this was towards the beginning of me and my wife's relationship. And she watched me play it, and she laughed the entire time, not just by the game itself, but me screaming at the screen, not knowing what was going on or why. And the game is Deadly Premonition.
Hey.
I got the director's cut version with the thing in it. And I got it. I think I wanted a Resident Evil cut. I don't remember why I got it, and it was awesomely funny, but it was both funny and I was frustrated at the same time. What's happening? What? And at one point, I think I had to go poo-poo or something. So I put down the controller, I went go poo, I came back, and I had driven a car through a field and it blew up because it was out of gas. So then I ran down the road, stopped in the middle of a road and said, okay, I'm going to go poop. I went to go poop and came back, and I was in the middle of a cutscene. And I was like, what happened? I was just standing there. Why is there a cutscene? And then I had to stop playing it because I was confused as to what happened. So, I don't get it. It's a great... It is the room of video games. It is so awesome. And, it's
outlandish.
It is great.
You're talking in your coffee cup and... it does some trippy stuff too with like environmental things, mm-hmm. with like color changes and the whole palette changes of, mm-hmm. and you have to make sure you eat, you have to make sure you shave. Mm-hmm. It's not quite like a sanity meter like Eternal Darkness, but it's similar.
Yeah, it's similar. Yeah.
So, yeah, that's a good game.
Yeah, it's a really fun game. Does David have this game now?
No.
Oh,
it is. No, I had it on PS3.
There is an Xbox version of this game.
Yeah.
Xbox 360 version of this game.
I did have a game that people hate. But I didn't enjoy it that much. Mm-hmm. But my favorite thing about the game was the opening theme song, because it's hilarious. I would sing it all the time at school. Shoot, the game's name, Dragon's Dogma.
Oh.
It was a kind of fun game. Wasn't super into it. It was like an MMO without being an MMO. And I couldn't get into it, but it had like a Japanese guy singing American lyrics to like some crazy like electric guitar. It's the funniest thing.
Like Devil May Cry. That's a Capcom. Yes,
basically. It's made by Capcom. And they had a Resident Evil 6 playable demo on it too, so that's part of the reason why I got it. But yeah, I got rid of that game not long after that.
I almost brought up the Resident Evil games 5 and 6 as a gaming blunder, because 5 was just so disappointing.
It was.
I had fun with 5 because I played it with my wife. Like, we beat it together. Like, she just said that she was an extra health bar for me.
Mm. Yeah.
Because she wasn't really shooting anything. All she did was heal me, yeah. Mm. So, I don't have bad memories with 5. I have horrible memories with 6. That game is not good.
Me and David played that online together. I remember that kind of being fun a little bit. Trying to figure out how to, like, connect, which we had to change the NAT type on our whatever internet.
That was nuts.
That took forever. And then, like, even when that did happen, one of us would drop out every so often in the game as well. Ugh, it was so ridiculous.
I bought a headset just for that game.
Just so we could talk during the game.
Yeah.
I bought my headset for Quick Enemy Territory. That was the first game I had a headset for. Oh. I had a lot of fun with that game. Early 360, man. It wasn't the dawn of my online gaming, but it was whenever I was like getting more into it, where I was like, well, I should probably talk to these people, because I was used to Quake 3 Arena and Unreal Tournament 2003 with the keyboard. Mm-hmm. When I got my 360, I bought the keyboard thinking that, what's voice chat? You know, this is dumb. I don't need a voice chat. Everybody uses keyboards. So I have the little keyboards that hook onto the controller. And then 2-3 weeks later, I'm like, this is pointless. I'm going to just get the headsets. So I would play Enemy Territory with the headsets. And like, we had like Alpha Team, like Alpha Team left, Bravo Team right.
No. Gold Team.
Do we have a goof topic?
It was all goofs.
I guess.
Goof episode.
Goofing up the games.
Giggity goof.
Yeah, I bought a Ouya. That's goofy.
Ooh.
I play ROMs on it for a while. Mm. And then I learned that the PS3 controller functionality is not super good. So I was trying to find an Ouya controller, because it didn't come with an Ouya controller. And it was more than the console. So I was like, meh. I don't need to do this.
I didn't love my PSP, or I didn't give it a lot of love. And that's why I was always afraid to, you know, get a handheld gaming console.
Oh, man. I rooted that PSP.
I wish I had a new 2DS XL. I love my 3DS XL, but the screen's all...
I am so jealous of my wife's 2DS XL. And there's my PSP.
I love the actual, like, the PSP and the Vita. I love holding them. Like, I love those handhelds.
Star Ocean First Departure.
Whoa. Yeah. Sweet.
They got Silent Hill Homecoming.
I think it was Silent Hill like Zero yeah. or something.
0 Hour or something.
Yeah.
It was the prequel one. I don't remember yes. the name of it.
Yeah, I tried playing it with my headphones on in the dark, and I got too scared and stopped playing.
I remember you screaming once or twice.
Yeah, it scared the poop out of me. And I was able to play Silent Hill 2 in the dark by myself with no problem. But for some reason, that game, like having it so close to my face, it was just like, I can't do it.
Playing non-DualShock PS1 games, playing the ROMs on the PSP is great. Fantastic. Played through Castlevania Symphony of Night 3 or 4 times that way.
Such a good idea.
Oh, yeah, I have that game on my Vita. I have Symphony of Night on my Vita.
I have Castlevania Dracula Chronicles.
Yeah.
The PSP game.
Oh.
And you can, if you beat it right, you can unlock Symphony of the Night on there.
That's
crazy. But you can't adjust the video output, so it's like compressed.
Oh.
But if you root the PSP, put a custom firmware on it, and put the Symphony of the Night ROM, it plays it in like this really nice widescreen version.
Awesome.
And the R2 and L2 are mapped to the thumbstick.
Wow.
So if you hit left on the thumbstick, that's L2, and right on the thumbstick, it's R2.
Wow.
I heard someone that makes emulators for PS Vita finally released it, since Vita's not getting any more system updates.
Or it's not, yeah, and they stopped production on them, too.
Right. So apparently now you can add ROMs and emulators to Vita.
You could before, but you ran a risk of flagging your PSN,
mm-hmm.
which would ban you from the PlayStation Network, and you would lose access to all your digital games.
Oh, dang.
So if you get a Vita, just get a new name.
Yeah, just like a dummy email.
Yeah, because
you never know if they just release, like, this out of spite, release the last firmware update.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's something Nintendo would do.
All right, are we done with this podcast? I'm good to go.
I got chili on the stove.
I got nothing on the stove.
100 degrees outside, and I'm cooking chili.
I'm still recovering from that not good Indian place I ate at. I won't say its name because it got a lot of reviews. I was shocked. I looked at all the reviews, and I'm used to this other really good Indian place, and it's just apparently I like spicy food all of a sudden. I was like, this food's bland. It's not that good. And I was like, oh, it's because the other place is spicy.
Oh, you must be pregnant.
I might be.
My wife craved spicy food when she was pregnant.
Is that why your kids are so spicy? I don't know what that means.
They're wieners. My kids are wieners. They don't eat or won't eat Savoy's sausage because it's too spicy.
Whoa. Savoy's. I've never heard that was ever a thing from any human ever. That used to be the only thing I'd eat at Subway because I was like, I don't want like trash on my own. Like,
no, Savoy is smoked sausage.
Oh, Savoy. I thought you said Subway.
No.
And I was thinking, and you said sausage, but my brain went meatball.
Savoy.
I was thinking Subway meatball, like the Italian sausage meatball or whatever. Okay, wow, I was off base there. Well, just get him some Cajun Way Boudin. There's no spice in there.
Mostly
according to you, yeah.
Now, they ate that Boudin stuff that I made, so.
Oh, that's cool.
Mm.
All right, fellers.
You know what you should do? You know what you should do? Cut open a thing of Boudin and then make it into a patty and then, like, just kind of cook both sides and make a hamburger out of that or, like, a sandwich.
Like a Boudin ball?
Yeah, but like flat, like a hamburger.
Yeah, that's what they do at Nalt Kev's. They put them on a biscuit with steamed syrup.
Oh, wow.
Yep.
That sounds awesome.
It's amazing.
I think that's what Bus Stop did as well. Y'all need to go to their restaurant. It's awesome.
Eventually. Yeah. I keep jumping on that Hot Food Express bandwagon. And I only eat like 2 things from over there, but they're very, very good.
I had to bring up food. It had to happen.
Yeah.
All right. Let's go. See you all on the flip side.
Better time. Make smarter gaming purchase decisions.
Yes.
Better clock next year.
Yeah.
Waka waka.
Oh no.
Tedious.
What is it? Oh. Wow.
Oh, wow.
I played that game too many times.
Oh. That take care of them guys. That's from Dark Cloud 2.
Dark Cloud 2.
Yeah. All right, David, where's yours?
I love you. Yay.
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 There I am.
Bye.
Bye.